Hello, I'm Dr. Greg Middleton, Associate Clinical Professor of Rheumatology and a member of the Orthopedic Joint Team at UC San Diego Health System. Did you know that osteoarthritis is the most common cause of disability? Or about half of patients with other chronic illnesses also have OA, which may limit their ability to be active? There are a lot of myths about OA in the minds of patients and providers. First and foremost is that it's just getting old. It's true that the incidence increases significantly with age, but it's not normal or inevitable. We now know that osteoarthritis is a complex and dynamic biochemical process. Physical forces don't directly damage the joint, but stimulate mechanical receptors and chondrocytes. For some, this leads to a cascade of cytokines and enzymes that degrade the cartilage and affect the surrounding tissue in a futile attempt at repair. Second is that medical imaging tells us what we want to know. In fact, we can't predict how much pain or trouble functioning a person is having based on an X-ray. The amount of radiographic damage does not correlate with disability. In MRIs of OA of the knee, meniscal tears are seen almost 100% of the time, but they're not usually the cause of symptoms, and attempts at arthroscopic repair are usually not helpful or recommended. Third, it's widely believed that nothing can be done for OA. While we can't yet rebuild cartilage, I've already said the amount of damage is not the most important factor in pain or disability. A number of interventions have been proven to improve quality of life, including medications, injections, therapy, exercise, braces, and surgery. Fourth, patients worry that when they're using a painful joint, they're causing damage. There's no evidence to support this, but numerous studies have shown the long-term benefits of exercise. Fear of injury, not the amount of damage, is correlated with disability. We need to help our patients understand that fear is the enemy, not exercise. Finally, when a person is diagnosed with OA, they may worry that it's inevitable that they're going to have surgery, or conversely, be told to avoid it at all possible. About 40% of seniors have OA of the hip or knee, but only about 5% will ever have a replacement. It's our goal in our patients with OA to help them maintain a normal, active lifestyle. When conservative measures are no longer accomplishing that, it's time to talk about replacement. Listen to your patient's complaints of pain, but ask them what it's keeping them from doing and why. I'm Dr. Gregory Middleton. Thank you for watching.